Well, I think, you know, the great thing about NFL Network, and I'm really appreciative to them, I didn't thank them enough, is they afforded me an office at NFL Films where I had the ability to watch football games and watch coaches' tapes. So I was able to stay in tune to the game. And part of that, too, is to be able to have conversations with coaches all over the league about different teams, about their team. I was viewed the information man of NFL Network, but for me to get information, I felt like I had to give information on how I viewed their team, and then they might give me some information on their team. So it was a kind of a bartering system, and that allowed me to do it. And I think it gives you a perspective to look back. Anytime you can take a step back from the game and look at it and adjust it and modify it, NFL is about change every 3 years, and you have to keep up with that change. So it kind of helped me how we scout, how you look at things, how you want to do things over. Again, you know, you're constantly changing. And I used to have a sign in my office at the Oakland Raiders that said, if you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance even less, by Eric Chinitsky of the United States Army. Now, I had that up there for a lot of reasons, but I think change was really important.
Is there a challenge coming in when you've been an analyst, and part of being an analyst is being critical? You've been critical of some of the draft picks that this team's met. Now you're going to be kind of in charge of some of these guys. Do you reach out to talk about Josh Gordon or Brandon Weeden, or do you just kind of go about your business?
Well, I think you do different things in the media. I mean, certainly you have you need to get involved in terms of their personalities here. I don't know Josh Gordon or Brandon Weeden in terms of watching them play from the outside. So it's a different evaluation than when it is from a media perspective from an inside the house. So it's going to be different that way.
So what is your opinion of a Brandon Weeden?
Well, I think it's going to take some time to study him. I got to go back through and watch practice tapes. I think when you live in the building, I think you have a better understanding of the player moving forward, have an evaluation, and do that. So it's going to take me some time to really formulate my final opinions of him.
But you've been somewhat critical of him in the radio interviews we've heard you have here.
You know, I think when you do media, you certainly have commentary of games. But I think for my part, I think now it's a different set of circumstances. I'm looking more towards, as an organization, building a team and how it relates to that.
Came in, you knew what the reaction was going to be. How did you expect to be accepted by the fans?
I know Cleveland Brown fans are passionate, they're excited about football, and they want to win, and I think it's my job to prove them. The reaction, positively or negatively, is about winning, and I think we as a collective group have to win, and I've got to do my job absolutely the best I can possibly do and focus on that mostly.
What's your impression of the roster as a whole?
I think it's going to take me some time. I got to sit there and go through some practices and watch practice and live the life. I think one of the things in the media you don't do is live the life of the team. And I think I've got to go back and live the life of the team and watch practice and then watch the game and how it all relates.
When did you guys first discuss this as a possibility, and then kind of when did it really come together?
I mean, I think we kind of loosely joked with each other about possibly working together someday, you know, over the years that we, you know, were friends, or occasionally both agree about a player that everybody else didn't like and he turned out to be good, so we patted ourselves on the back and told each other how brilliant we were and thought we should work together someday. I brought Mike in last week for the first time. We've had him here twice. Had a chance for Jimmy to spend the time with him, for Chuds to get to spend some time and then get to know him. And I think, in my mind, he was always a candidate. But I think it's in the last week when the other people here had a chance to meet him as well as meet the other potential candidates that it became, you know, very, very real.
Joe just mentioned you were brought in last week kind of as an official interview. But did you sit in on any of the Browns coaching interviews?
No, I was working for NFL Network. I had no relationship with the Browns up until last week when I sat down with Jimmy and Joe.
Jimmy, were you concerned?
Let's face it, I wrote some critical stuff about Mike coming in, some others did. How did you, because, you know, sometimes you like to bring, like, for example, Chizinski comes in here with a pretty fresh slate. You know, Mike has a lot of history here. What about that?
You know, we didn't worry about that at all. I'll be honest. I think I've said on numerous occasions, every decision we've made is not going to be popular, and I have the utmost confidence that Mike is going to help us put together a winning team. And if he does that, that's all that matters. So that did not play into our decision at all. We spent a long time with Mike 2 or 3 days ago. Rob got to spend time with him. And the two of us came away convinced. Joe had spent time with Mike before, obviously, that this was the right guy.
Authority. I know this is always a big issue. Who will have the big final authority over all the major rosters?
We didn't anticipate that question. You know, I mean, our answer is still the same. I mean, we're going to have a group that's now rounded out, that's going to collaborate on these decisions, and we're going to try to drive to consensus. And I think we probably won't do things about which we don't have consensus. So we really won't ever get into a, you know, who has a final say. I mean, my experience is that when you have a group of people that are spending a lot of time studying something, they're smart and they're in an environment where it's free to state your opinion or disagree, that when everybody can get to the same consensus, your chances of being right are extremely high. So that's what we're going to try to get to. You know, I do want to spend a minute just because I think it's important to, while we have this chance, to elaborate a little bit on Mike's history and qualifications, maybe is the way to put it, because it seems like that's what you're all asking about a little bit, and we're kind of on the edge of it. So, you know, Mike has, you know, worked here in Cleveland, obviously. You can, you know, dissect things because there are always some things you get right and wrong, but the team clearly improved during the time that the group was here, that Mike was here. I was then with Mike in Philadelphia. He was an integral part of two drafts and a series of free agents signings. I think the second draft, if you broke it down, is one of the best drafts you've seen anybody have, a large number of Pro Bowl players. Playing some of the most important positions, left tackle, two starting defensive end, a Pro Bowl middle linebacker. They were part of what ended up becoming four championship appearance teams. He then went on to Oakland, a team that had been struggling and had a series of playoff appearances, including a couple of conference games and Super Bowl championships, a Super Bowl appearance. So he's been part of where Mike has been prior to that in San Francisco, where he had a lesser role but was still in an organization that was successful and won. And as I say, I've been talking to him for years and gone into drafts having a pretty good sense of who he liked and who he didn't like, where his opinion was the same as the conventional wisdom and where he was stepping out with a different opinion. And I can just tell you, I've spoken with and spent a lot of time with some excellent talent evaluators in this league, and there's no question when it comes to that, he's near or at the top of the quality of talent evaluators that exist in this league.
Joe, fans want to know who is actually making the final decisions with this football team. So could you be more specific than it's a collaborative effort?
I would be if there was a different answer. But if that's the answer, I can't really change it.
What were the circumstances of Mike leaving Philadelphia if you were pleased with him?
I think there was a change of administration in the leadership of the team, and there was desire more out of creating, you know, people that you were comfortable with and the culture that you wanted, to bring in some people at that time that I didn't view as a vote of negative or positive about Mike as much as a desire to put together a particular team that was familiar with the people that were then going to be running the football operation.
Joe, so, okay, you have this collaborative thing, got a bunch of guys with different opinions. Somebody's going to have to break the tie.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the reality is we probably won't be doing something that there's that much divided opinion. If we're sitting in the first round of the draft and there are four decision makers in the room and two are for and two are against the pick, it's probably a risk to pick that person. We get two smart people that have spent a lot of time studying and they think it's a mistake. We're probably not going to do it. So, you know, in the instances that you're talking about, we'll probably say, well, then, look, let's go to this group of players about which we all feel confident are going to be good players. Why take the risk on somebody that two people think is good and two people don't? So, yes, and you know, depending upon, you know, where we're at or what, if it's a free agent issue, I suspect the director of pro personnel would be, you know, in that room as well. If it's a college decision, the college director. And obviously the coaches and the other scouts will participate in getting us to that final meeting, but yes.
When you say you've changed professionally and personally since you've been here in the 90s, what did you mean by that?
Well, I think, Tony, anytime you grow older, you change. I mean, we all have different ways of – I mean, we change the way we scout. We change the way we believe things. Football teams change. I think change is good. And if I was the same guy that was here 20 years ago, I would say that Jimmy and Joe shouldn't have hired me. But you have to change and you have to grow intellectually, personally. I think it's important. And I think it's in that change that you separate yourself and keep yourself with pace. I think it's really important. So I view change as good.
Well, did you ever imagine yourself coming back to Cleveland when you walked out of here in 95?
You know, no, but I have my heart was broken when I left, I'll tell you, and it was very difficult. And it was surreal coming in this building the last time. There's a lot, you know, we had, my wife and I had two children here, a lot of history here. So it's, I know I never did because you just never know the circumstances.
There's a national perception that this job was Mike's all along. Can you say when the first time you met Mike?
Well, I met Mike through some just mutual friends several months ago. But in terms of having a serious conversation with Mike about this job, Tony, it was in the last week or 10 days.
Perception that this job
well, sure, I read the paper every day just like you do. And we were aware it was out there. And, you know, I think I've learned this short time in this job, it doesn't do any good to dispel it. And what Joe and I said and what I said in here on August 3rd and what we said all during the season is we were going to evaluate the coaching staff and the general manager, et cetera. And we did that, made a decision on December 30th, announced it on December 31st, immediately began looking for a head coach. While we were looking for a head coach and interviewing, we were doing background work on the GM job. Mike's name kept floating to the top. And as you all know, you've been around this a long time. A lot of this is calling people you know in the industry. Joe, of course, knows everybody in the business. I've gotten to know a lot of people. And when we were talking about head coaches, we would start asking about general managers. And as I said in my introductory remarks, Mike's name kept coming to the top over and over. If you can get him, you ought to get him and get him right now.
How did you try to get back into the league over the last 5 years? Were you actively looking for a job?
You know, I've always thought, as you grow older, what the best situation would be for me. And I had an opportunity to talk to the 49ers a couple years ago because of my relationship with Jim Harbaugh, and that didn't work out. But when I met Joe, I've always wanted to work with Joe and Jimmy, so it was about fit and about set for me mostly.
When you first 5 years, you know, in the media, what has changed from a personnel standpoint in your eyes with the league from the last time, 2007, to today?
That's a cry of a long answer there. I think the league, obviously, even 5 years ago, we are a throwing league, but it's become even more so. The positions, the way you grade a draft board has to dramatically change because of the positions. There's so many more positions that you're going to have to grade. So it's a broader spectrum, and I think the requirements of the league. I mean, remember, 10 years ago, there was a lot of teams still running option football, pure option. Now we're in shotgun option. So the game's changed dramatically.
How did your relationship with Joe grow from your time in Philly and afterwards?
We've always had a great relationship from conversations. We worked hard together. It was a great, you know, I worked for Joe in Philadelphia. I enjoyed my time there. And it's just like anything in this business. When you're passionate about football, you tend to gravitate to the people that are passionate about football, and you always maintain. You know, it's funny, football friends are football friends because you talk football most of the time. I think Joe and I don't talk about the stock market very much, but we talk about football all the time. Joe? I respect Joe's opinion on everything. I mean, Joe has a great knowledge of what's going on in the world and the league and football, you know, and so I've often viewed anybody that puts the time and effort into it and has an opinion, I think it's great. Joe's been dead on everything I've ever talked about. We sat in a room together. We ran a draft together. It worked.
Over bringing in Mike as the VP of player personnel with some of the comments about Whedon and the wasted draft pick on Josh Gordon and some of the key pieces on offense?
No, none at all. Zero.
Any concerns over him not being in the league for the last couple of years?
No, not at all. The first time I had an opportunity to talk to Mike, he's as current on it as, I don't know all the GMs, but I will just say this, he's extremely current on what's going on in the NFL. Extremely current. Yeah. This guy, and let me just say, excuse me, one thing is, I personally like people who love their job and love what they do, and this guy loves the NFL and football, okay? And that passion and that work ethic and that drive, I didn't even have to ask Mike when I was talking to Millie and Matt and Mike before we came downstairs, are you going back home? I knew he was here for the duration, and I heard him say to Neil, he said, listen, I'll do interviews for a while today, and then I got to go to work, okay? And that's the kind of mentality we want. It's just like when Rob came here. Rob came here. He hasn't gone back to Charlotte. I suspect he's probably not. He's come to work, and that's the kind of mentality and culture we want to create here. Mike fits right into that culture. He's passionate. He works hard. He wants to win, and that's the kind of people we want to attract.
You only picked one Pro Bowler. How can you assure fans that it's going to be different this time around?
Well, I think what we said earlier about building a team, I think, you know, when you look at our team in 94, I think we had a lot of good players on it. We made mistakes in the draft, Marla. There's no question about that. I mean, you know, it's funny. When you scout, if you don't learn from your mistakes, you're going to make them again. So I think that was part of the – we did that. We look at the draft. Trust me, we've all looked at the draft of Cleveland. Belichick and I sit together. We look at it and we talk about – but we learned from it, and we put together a team in 94 that won 11 games and went to the conference, went to the divisional round. So it was a learning experience.
When you talked to Bill about that, though, was there something flawed with that system you were using, or did you guys ever come to a conclusion?
Remember now, in 93 to 94, part of that we were going from an uncapped, from no cap, to from plan B to a cap, so there was a lot of different changes. So it was a different era, and also how we valued players and how we put emphasis on certain positions, I think, too.
Job without evaluating what's here from a roster standpoint. It's a fairly young football team. So could you touch on your evaluations of what is here when considering taking this opportunity?
Well, I think, look, I took this opportunity to work with Jimmy and to work with Joe and to be in a part of this organization that I love. And, you know, now I have to really go evaluate the players. It's going to take me some time to really do it in terms of a core evaluation like a scout. Not as a TV guy, no disrespect, because I was one. I was with you, too.
Michael, you've been around. You know how players are sensitive, especially they don't like being criticized of this. So now you put yourself out there in a couple of these guys. How do you take care of that?
Well, I think my relationship with them will be as I move forward, and I think certainly they'll know through the coaches, that the coaches, players, the evaluation. So I think we'll move forward with that.
In regard to that question, Josh Gordon tweeted when the news broke that, you know, you were hired today. Uh-oh, am I in trouble? That's an obstacle.
That's a really good tweet right there. I'll take that one. You know, I'll take that one. I have Josh Gordon. Trust me, he's the last. He has nothing to worry about. In fact, he can have my Twitter account if he likes, because I'm about to close that thing down. So
talk about Josh, I mean, about Brandon Whedon quite a bit. So, I mean, you have to...
I think, Jeff, you have to go back and really watch practices and really study, because there's things that happen in a game that you're not a part of. So I think that's what I really need to do, and I say that sincerely, too.
Mike, some of the changes that have been made here, obviously, with the coach and now you, some of the people here know that the scouting staff, you have to be comfortable with your scouting staff. Do you feel comfortable with the people that are here? Is that something you guys are going to evaluate as you go?
You know, I think the first rule in scouting is to never begin with the end in mind. And so I'm taking this job without beginning with the end in mind about everybody, just like I'm sure they are with me. Everybody's going to be evaluated on a daily basis, and we're going to do the best we can to work together and not have any predetermined looks.
Did you have a relationship with Chad before the last week?
No. Actually, we had a wedding together, weren't we, Ted? We did, but we didn't dance. We were at North's. Yeah.
What are your impressions of
him? Well, you know, when you're in this league, you watch tape of other guys, and you sit there, and I saw Cam Newton play as well as he did for Chud Cohen, what he did, and you say, wow, that's an impressive thing. And not having a relationship always makes it, you know, difficult. But tape sometimes is your relationship with coaches, and his tape was good.
Mike, you did have a relationship with North Turner, I believe, because she was the coach for a while when you were in Oakland. Did you in any way facilitate him being a candidate here? How were you involved in the coaching search?
I wasn't involved in the coaching search, and I haven't facilitated Norv being here. I think Norv's relationship goes beyond my relationship. He and Chud were part of a coaching staff together.
How ready are you right now to jump in and get
rolling? Oh, I'm really ready, Mary Kay. Well, I mean, I got a long way to go. I got a long learning curve, but I'm ready to work. I mean, I've been resting for 5 years. I'm ready to go.
How was it?
I mean, I had enough makeup on, but I'm ready to go.
How was it, Mike? Because I remember seeing you, I think it was in Pittsburgh, and you were, I think, for as even before the NFL Network gig, and you were just, like, itching to get back.
Well, you know, when I wake up in the morning, when I was doing television, and I love NFL Network, but I see myself as a football guy. I don't mean this in any disrespect to media, because I have great appreciation, but I've always wanted to be a part of the team building concept. That's always was important to me.
And Joe, there's a lot of fans who may say that some of the decisions you made so far have been unpopular. Does that mean
that winning becomes even more important this year to kind of prove that the moves we are making are the right ones?
I mean, it started with winning being the only thing that mattered anyway. And I don't want to put a this year on it because, as we've said, we want to build this the right way so it's sustainable. But the only reason any of us are doing this is for the thrill of victory. So there needs to be no more motivation or any criticism or skepticism doesn't change the drive to do that as quickly as we can.
What was your reaction when Chip Kelly went to Philly?
I didn't really have one. I'm not worried about any other situation. We got a lot of work to do here, okay? We've won. What have we won? That 13 or 14 games in the last 3 years, I can assure you, Joe and I and Mike and Rob's total focus is on making this football team better, okay? And we got a lot of work to do, but we're all very – as the team is starting to gel and we're starting to get everybody together, had a brief meeting this morning, we're all very excited. We're focused on the Cleveland Browns.
Joe, an oddly related question. Yesterday there were some comments that came out of Philadelphia that the thought that you may have been a source in some of the stuff of their GM. I know you've put out a statement. Can you address that?
It's just unfortunate and untrue. And beyond that, I'm where Jimmy just said, we got a big job to do here, taking every minute of every day and every piece of energy I have, and that's what I'm focused on.
A couple more guys.
Recently, in some radio interviews, that in order for you to come back to the NFL, that you would have to be in the perfect situation. What makes this the perfect situation?
Well, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, Rob Chizinski, and this town. I mean, really, I have great passion for Cleveland. And, you know, every time I hear Springsteen play Youngstown, it, you know, always makes me work out better. And this is it. I mean, look, there's very few places you really want to do it. And when you find those, you do it. And I did.